Well, as promised at the top of the program, Anthony Rocker is about to join us, new North Melbourne assistant coach. This is Sports Day, of course, for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. From the black and the white stripe to the blue and the white stripe, not much has changed bar the colour. Welcome to you, Rock, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Tell us what your role going to be at North Melbourne under David Noble.
I'm going to be working with the rucks and the tall players. So obviously working with the talls is going to be aerial and marking, body positioning, all that sort of stuff that entails being a tall player, as well as, you know, the little things that they need to do with the ground level stuff and the tackling and the one percenters and things like that. And most of the time will be taken up with the rucks as well.
Anthony, Jimmy Bartel here. This is a bit tongue-in-cheek, but nearly two-thirds of players there are new to the list. There was a big cull.
Yep.
And then you add all the coaching panel as well. Did you have a big introduction night with name tags?
Well, I haven't been in yet, boys. I start on Monday. I guess that's what's going to happen. Like I said, a lot of the players, you know, are new draftees and new into the club, and I don't know too much about them, but there's still some players there who have been around for a while and who can add experience to that younger list. So I watched a thing on Twitter this morning, and they were going around. I think someone had to say a couple of words about someone else in the group. So that was a clever way to do it.
Yeah, complete rebuild, as everyone knows, when you clear out that many players and new coaching staff. When you've spoken to Dave Noble, what's the first, you know, thing he's aiming to improve at the club? When he was up at Brisbane with Fagan up there, they just worked on defence for 1 year and the fundamentals, and they built from there. What's the plan of attack for you guys?
I think it's going to be no different to that, mate. It's going to be about, you know, defensive elements of the game, you know, winning contested ball. And the most important thing in football clubs is building relationships with each other. So, you know, they're probably the three key pillars at the moment. So we're looking forward to doing that. As we said at the top, we're a young list, and we can build that from the ground up.
How many hours a week would you spend on the ground, on the actual grass, as an assistant coach?
Well, in my part-time role, so I'm there 2 days a week for the pre-season. Mm. And when the season starts, I'm there 2 days a week plus game day. So come training on those days is probably 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours on the actual ground, going through drills, game set, gameplay, game scenarios, developing traits. So it's probably about 3 or 4 hours outdoors. And then probably after they do weights and have lunch, yeah, they might do some touch inside, or maybe back outside at a low key pace.
So, Anthony, most people listening wouldn't be aware of actually the training, like the physical nature. Can you actually get a chance now with all these COVID sort of rules in place, and then also the management of players? We know big blokes, to practice their marking, they need to bang into each other and have a bit of a wrestle. How much of that sort of physical training can you actually get done in a week?
Yeah, I'm still to go through that with when getting in there Monday. So hopefully we can get through a fair bit of it. I think last week they were still training in groups. So there's probably three or four groups going at the train at a time. But I think as of Monday just gone, I think the whole groups have been able to get out there and train as a whole group. So I'm hoping, and I've been told there's going to be allocated time for a fair bit of marking, contested marking, you know, marking in groups of threes and fours, and, you know, and not just the marking element, it's the defending, third man across, and also the small forwards who are in there as well, coming back for a crumb and their positioning to be in that play.
If you were to have a garage sale now, there'd be bags and bags and bags full of Collingwood clothing. So why David Noble? So why would Dave Noble of the Kangaroos? What got you across?
It's funny you say about bags of Collingwood gear, because I'm in the caravan park at the moment. I'm still away, and the lady across is a mad Collingwood supporter. And she goes, oh, can I have one of those Collingwood travel bags now, the ones with the wheels, so when I go travelling, I can have your initials on the bag? And I go, yeah, no worries. And I brought one up the next day for her. So, yeah, it was quite funny you said that. But, look, I didn't think anything would come this late into the 2021 season. And I got a phone call from Brady Rawlings last week, if I was still interested in being in the AFL environment. And yep, I said yep, absolutely. And we just worked out a part time role. I'm a part owner in the gym now, and I put a bit of time and effort into that. And I just split my time between both is fantastic.
Where are you caravanning at the present time?
I'm in Germana, just near the Germana Drive-In. So we had the boat out today with the kids and had the donut in the back and flipped the kids over a couple of times. And I think we broke the donut. Yeah, they love it. We've been out fishing a couple of times as well, but not too lucky with the fishing.
And which players are you really basically been employed to take from potential to regular stars?
Yeah, look, the likes of Nick Larkey and Cameron Zerhan, those two could be a really good combination for the future. I love the way Zerhan goes about it. You know, he's tough, strong, loves a contested mark and just loves crashing packs. Look, I'm excited working with Tom Goldstein. He's a really good ruckman who's achieved a lot, and I believe he can still achieve a whole lot more. And the likes of, Tom Campbell has been a backup ruckman for a long time. And, he keeps putting the pressure on underneath at the VFL level. And the games that I've seen him play at AFL level, he's a crash and bash ruckman who's done a great job. And I hope he can keep putting pressure on to help Goldstein out in that regard. Tristan Cherry is another young kid who's going through the VFL ranks as well. And if they both can put the the pressure on Tom, that's going to make Todd a better ruckman.
Anthony, it sounds like you're trying to encourage all those big key forwards and even North Melbourne to actually let them be key forwards. I remember back in your day, you used to put a few knees in my back when you dropped when I dropped into the hole. But it's not like the new school coaching where they all want the key forwards to get out and defend and get outside 50 and get back and help out. You're encouraging them to kick long to a contest to these big boys?
Well, I reckon that's where footy's gone for the past couple of years. Now that long contest down the line, and that's evolved from the Richmond plays going back 3 or 4 years ago. Kick that ball long down the line and get your forwards, your tall forwards, and your ruckman trying to contest that mark and bring your smalls into it to try and get that crumb and move the ball going forward. So, if we can hold those positions and our tours can take advantage of that, that'll be a great asset. When North are going really well, they're really aggressive. They're a really aggressive team at the ball, at the player. And the longer they can do that, and I reckon the longer they stay in games.
And, of course, you would have had something to do with Jaden Stevenson last year. We all know his story and the falling out with the Pies. But like most players who get a kick up the backside, he would appear as if he's put a pretty good pre-season together already.
Yeah, he gave me a really nice text the other day, Steve-O. He's just happy that I was there, and he's got that Collingwood connection with him, and he's really looking forward to working closely together. I rate Jaden really highly. He's an X factor. We know he had some issues last year, and he tried to overcome them, but when he's up and going, which most of the time he can be, he is dominating forward. He can turn games in the space of 5 minutes.
Well, great to have you on board, Anthony, and we'll let you get back to the donut, and hopefully the kids can stay afloat, but let's hope you can get a little bit of buoyancy in the Kangaroos this year.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Jimmy. Have a good day.
One of the greats, Anthony Rocker, joining us here on Sports Day, and plenty more to come. That's all for Wilson Holmes.